We have another coach right in front of us here, Sean, and that is Gary Huff from Oberlin. Excuse me, Coach Huff, thank you so much for taking the time to join us this afternoon. How are we?
Thanks for having me out here. It's a pleasure.
Hey, Coach. Obviously the unfortunate theme this year is going to be kind of the pandemic and the trials and tribulations that's put on coaches. You're also a football coach at Oberlin, so you've already kind of dealt with one season kind of under the gun, so to speak, on coronavirus situations. I know for Oberlin, they even had to you had to wait that first week, right up there, had to kind of delay that, push that week one became week seven game against Brookside. Let's start there. I mean, I hate to go away from wrestling,
well, that's
but
okay.
you got to deal with it. How was it dealing with the different measures and things trying to get a season in?
It was interesting. It was something different, you know, because we had never gone through anything like this before. I think we handled it the best way we could. The kids were upbeat during the football season. I thought we did a good job having to deal with such drastic circumstances. And although the season didn't go the way we wanted it, the kids that did last the whole year and did enjoy the season, we came out better for it.
Yeah, that's a great thing that these kids got to actually play. I mean, I know they reduced the season games, but, I mean, most teams got to play anywhere from 6 to, 9, 10 games. So that was a pretty awesome. And I bring up the fact that you're a football coach because you, I saw on Facebook not too long ago, a great picture of you back at Lorraine Steelman. You were a two-way player. You played football. You played wrestling. And that's those two sports are kind of, they kind of go hand in hand. We see every year now great stories about how those two sports benefit each other. And if wrestlers play football and football players go out and wrestle, the benefits for both sports become just, really, really fantastic. So obviously you can speak kind of, you're a wrestler and you were a football player and now you're a football coach and a wrestling coach. what is it about those two sports that just works so well?
I think what works is, especially with linemen, it teaches you leverage. Wrestling teaches you leverage, teaches you how to stay low and get the best push that you can get. It also builds toughness. When you're out there on a wrestling mat, you don't have 10 other teammates to support you. You're out there by yourself. So if you don't have that self-push or that will to want to win and do your best, wrestling may not be the sport for you. Football, on the other hand, taught you camaraderie, the love of a sport, one common goal, which I also love. I love playing both sports. I love coaching both sports. That's why I do it. I mean, helping young men become better people.
Well, let's talk about this year's roster. Tell us about who you got coming back. I know you lost your district qualifier and Riley Horning graduated. But I know there was a couple guys that were, like sectional placers, or district alternates. Who are you kind of excited about going into the season?
Well, the good thing about it is we're real young this year. Mm-hmm. I returned two seniors, but the problem with the two seniors that I have back, they don't have a lot of experience. I have a small freshman class. I only have two kids. We're going to be real young. My two seniors are Leo Carter, who's going to probably wrestle 145, and Sean Eichenberger, who's a senior heavyweight wrestler. He's a second-year wrestler, so he's still learning the ropes. We just want to get him in and hope for the best with that young man. He's a good kid. Leo has wrestled. This is Leo's third year wrestling, and he came to me. He's a hockey player who needed something else to do. I love this young man. Grit, determination, just a tough young man. He hasn't won a lot, but he keeps going out. He wants to get better, and that's what I love coaching him for, because no matter how hard I ask him to work, he never tires. He wants more. He's a typical hockey young man. My younger kids, I have two girl wrestlers who are following my senior who graduated last year in Fallon Cook. The first one is Gwen King. She's about 105 pounds, so she'll probably wrestle 103. And the other is LaShelle Bell, who is also a freshman, and she'll probably wrestle about 138. They are trying to follow Fallon's footsteps, and they want to try and put girl wrestling on the map here in Lorain County. So I'm very happy to see both of those young ladies out there. Other than that, I've lost some kids because of the COVID. Mm-hmm. There are some parents who don't feel it's safe, so I have to respect their wishes, and hopefully I'll get them back next year. So we're a small group. We're struggling to get more people involved, but those four or five people are going to be our core.
Have you noticed those couple people that, you know, they did stick around? Is there an extra pride that you sense from them? And, hey, we're still here. There is a global pandemic happening, but, shoot, we're out here still wrestling.
Oh, without a doubt. The five people that I have in the room, those people come in every day that we have practice, and they are working their tails off trying to get better and encouraging one another to do a better job. And let's show the people that wrestling is okay to wrestle during this pandemic.
You mentioned the girls on the roster this year and Fallon last year. I think this year, last time, we were talking about the novelty of the girls' state tournament. They had the inaugural, the Coaches Association put on the inaugural girls' state tournament last year. Over the years, though, the last few years, girls' wrestling has really kind of taken up speed. You got to go down there with Fallon and experience that. I was there as well. What was that experience now, looking back upon it for you, and how cool was it? And she really seemed... I mean, the results weren't what she probably wanted, but she was really excited and happy after that event just to participate in it.
It was outstanding. I thought it was a long time coming, because there's been girls wrestlers around for a while. And for her to experience it, it was a thrill of a life for her. Like we said, the outcome may not have been what she wanted, but the experience was a lifetime achievement for her.